Caribbean.
The Upper Room.
It's the J. Rouse Show coming up next on the TGIS Radio Network, dial.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey,
is your resident map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Farrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what I do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rouse Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Ah, yes, Mr. L.E.S. right now. Jay's on a conference call. What he's conferencing about, who knows, who gives a damn. But, it's, right now we're going to have, fun. We're going to have music. We're going to have live bands. We're going to have it all. It's Wednesday night. It's a good hype song. Right now, we got news, we got traffic, we got your weather. And first of all, let me start out the show by saying high fives and fist bumps to the fellas and kisses for all the girls in the world. But right now, I'm a lost right now. This Jay Rogers on me out here. You know, there is no setup. So let me look here. Ow. Yeah. Wow. I love how Jay does this. Well, folks, we'll be right back after this.
Never know, that's the point. Go.
You are out in serious, the number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm kinda ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. After a stunning loss to a political upstart in Virginia's Republican primary yesterday, the second most powerful lawmaker in the House is calling it quits. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor announcing today he is resigning his leadership post at the end of the month and then intends to serve out the remainder of his term.
While I will not be on the ballot in November, I will be a champion for conservatives across the nation who are dedicated to preserving liberty and providing opportunity.
Cantor's loss to a Tea Party-backed rival clears the way for a massive shakeup just ahead of the critical midterm elections this fall. Cantor says he will support Kevin McCarthy of California to succeed him as majority leader, though others have also expressed an interest in the job. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel faced hours of questioning today from lawmakers angry about not having been notified before the prisoner swap freed Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl in exchange for five jailed high-ranking Taliban leaders. NPR's David Wellner reports Hagel appeared before the House Armed Services Committee at the first public hearing on the swap.
House Armed Services Committee Chairman Buck McKeon gaveled in the hearing. He noted that the White House had ignored a law requiring 30 days' notice to Congress of prisoner transfers from Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, where the five Taliban were held.
The president has broken a bipartisan law and put our troops at greater risk, and I'm eager to find out why.
Defense Secretary Hagel told him the prisoner exchange had to proceed quietly.
We were told by the Qataris that a leak, any kind of leak, would end the negotiation for Bergdahl's release.
Hagel also said he'd seen no evidence that any U.S. troops had died trying to locate Bergdahl in Afghanistan. David Wellner, NPR News.
The truck driver charged in the fatal crash on the New Jersey Turnpike that also injured comedian Tracy Morgan has pleaded not guilty. He appeared in court today as NPR's Joel Rose reports.
Kevin Roper said little as his lawyer entered a plea of not guilty to criminal charges, including death by auto. Roper was driving a Walmart truck early Saturday morning when he allegedly swerved to avoid slow traffic on the turnpike and struck the van carrying Tracy Morgan and other passengers. Prosecutors say Roper hadn't slept for more than 24 hours before the accident. Walmart disputes that, saying he complied with federal laws. Morgan suffered a broken femur and other injuries. He's expected to stay in the hospital for several weeks. His friend and fellow comedian James McNair was killed, and two other passengers were seriously injured. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
The European Union says it's looking at potential tax deals granted to big multinational companies, including Apple, Starbucks, and Fiat. The EU says it wants to examine whether some countries, including Ireland, the Netherlands, and Luxembourg's tax treatment of the firms amounts to unfair state aid. On Wall Street, the Dow dropped 102 points today. The S&P 500 lost 6 points. This is NPR.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the J. Ryle Show. J's 3-minute commentary starts now.
Are you happy with where you are in life right now? I mean, think about your status for a second. I want you to concentrate on you. How do you feel about where you are financially, where you are as far as relationships, where you are when it comes to children? I mean, those things are important to people. Think about it. We go to school for 12 years for some of us, and in most cases for other people, an additional 4 or 8, depending on what you're trying to be in life, it could be up to an additional 10 years. But you spend all this time educating yourself, preparing yourself to be who you are right now. So now, after you sit back and think about where you are and who you are, was it worth it? Going through all the trials and tribulations that you had gone through at school and doing all the things you've done, all the different jobs you've worked maybe in your lifetime, has it been worth it? I think every now and then we have to sit down and do a self-assessment. Are you happy being you? If you were someone else, would you want to be you? I think that's an important and a valid question. I'll answer the question for you live. I don't care. Listen, I'm happy with who I am. Now, I will say this. Could I have changed my path a little bit? Yeah. Had I been more serious about adult things, could I have changed my fortunes just a tad bit? Yeah. And what I mean by that is, I should have been more serious in school. Because, listen, I am in a great place right now. I really am. But to be perfectly honest with you, I should have been here 10 years ago. Just keeping it real. Because I think the difference between us and our, you know, counterparts, white people, is the fact that some black people are going to get pissed off. But hey, this is what I see and I'm entitled to my opinion. The thing is that we don't think about tomorrow today. We're so caught up in living in the moment. I got to have this brand new car. I got to have this big house. Instead of saying, look, I need to have a raggedy house until I can get the fortune or have the financial wealth to buy the things that I want. That old adage, fake it till you make it. I tell you, a lot of us do that. And that's not really being smart. So I'll end the 3-minute commentary with the question that I asked at the beginning of the 3-minute commentary. Where are you? How do you feel about yourself? I am so happy with who I am and what I am at this point. I can't ask for a better situation. And I hope when you ask yourself that question, your answer is the same as mine. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
Bumblebee, would you take a bullet for a stranger?
A bullet?
Mr. Elliott, give her a mulligan, man. She didn't mean that. She didn't understand the question, man. Ask her again, man. Ask her again.
Don't ask me again.
Okay. You wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a helpless kid?
No, I would not. My kids, yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
You better look for your damn mama. Because Momo B ain't going to take no bullet for nobody's kids.
My Gianni Versace blue leather suit.
Yeah, she's got her Versace blue leather suit on. And she was looking fierce.
You better know it.
What's up, Momo, baby? What's up, Momo BZ in the easy?
What's up, Mr. L to the E to the S? What's poppin'?
Baby, hey, you got it. I can't complain. Jay's on a conference call about that brown leather jacket. They're trying to put in the Smithsonian for the biggest jacket there's ever been. So, hey, look, we got to do our Jay's and Jay's absence.
That's right. The party don't stop because he's not here.
There you go, baby. How's your day going?
My day is fine. Just got home not too long ago. It's raining here, though. It was nice all day. Now it's going to rain when I'm driving home. I hate to drive in the rain. I don't like driving in the rain. But I made it home safely, and I'm happy now, too.
Okay, now here's the most important question. You drove home, and did you drive home legally with a license and all that other stuff, or you just
Mr. Elliott. I beg your pardon, boo. I am straight. For now, I am straight. And you know what? I did something differently. You know what? Let me tell you the God's honest truth. I finally, after years and years and years, I took my father's advice. My father always told me, just pay everything up for the year. Don't do the, I'm paying such a month for insurance.
Yeah.
Pay it up. Yeah. Pay it up for the whole year, and then you ride right. You won't have to worry about it. And I did that, and that's why I'm cruising, too. I'm about to sing D'Angelo up in this mother. Yes. I paid my insurance for the whole year, and then I don't have to worry about dipping on the insurance because I want to buy a new bag or something. Yes. Thank you. I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of myself. Thank you very much. Shout out to my father, the cowboy. You know, it took me a long time to learn a lesson, but I've learned it.
You know, that's true, because older people, they'll buy a lot of stuff. Like my mother, when she goes to the store, she would buy soap and all kind of stuff for the year. I mean, it was just like she bought stuff in bulk so that she would have stuff prepared. And me, I pay my insurance month by month. I don't care. I'm just not going to pay all that money, you know.
But you know what it is, Ms. Elliott? The bottom line is you have to pay it regardless. So it's not like the cable bill where you could say, okay, I'm not paying it, forget it, turn it off. You have to pay your insurance. Otherwise, you're going to be penalized. And you don't want that penalty, boo. I've been there, done that. You don't want what they got to give you when you walk down to the motor vehicle after not having insurance for about a good 5 or 6 months. They're going to hit you. I listen to my father. You got to pay it anyway. So if you got it, pay it all up front. Just pay it. Stop, you know, putting off for later. They that's what they want us to do. They want us to fall into the trap. They want us to do it. So stop falling for it. Just pay it. You got to pay it anyway, so just pay it if you got it. If I got it today, because God knows, I might not have it tomorrow.
I hear you, baby. All right, well, let's bring other people in. Let's bring in Fly Girl.
Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard the spacious cabin, attractively decorated, air-conditioned but draft-free. Newly designed individual overhead light units are an innovation.
I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky.
Ah, Miss the L to the E to the S.
Don't worry about it. You got the right one, baby.
Hey, Fly Girl, what's going on, Nessa?
Hi,
how you doing
today? L-E-S. Hi, Mama BZ.
Hey, Fly Girl, what's going on?
Not much. Y'all, what's going on? I hear y'all with that conversation about paying car insurance up for a year. Mama B, I'm going to send you a copy of my bill and tell me if you want to pay mine up for a year.
Oh, no, boo. I'm just getting on track with my own.
I cannot give Allstate a year's worth of insurance for three vehicles. I ain't got it. I can't do it.
If somebody hit me, then hey, I'm like, hey, look, if somebody hit me, damn that, nope, you can have it. No, thank you. I ain't planning.
What you mean? You ain't. What you mean if they hit you? You ain't got no insurance.
Oh, I got insurance, but I just pay it month to month. I'm not playing that game, no.
Yeah, I pay mine every month or every 2 months. I ain't giving them a year's worth. Mama B, you don't want to know how much mine is on three vehicles in the state of Texas.
Well, no, I don't. And if I had three vehicles in any state, I wouldn't either. But I don't. I just got my one. And I'm tired of, running from the law and dipping into the gas station like the police car behind me. So I'm tired of it. So, you know how good it feels to have a police car behind you and you like, F them, F the police. It feels good to say that and drive as fast as I want, as slow as I want, because I'm not afraid of no tickets. But what I am afraid of is going to jail. You ain't put me over and have, oh, you ain't got this, you ain't got that. Yo, I'm like, what? I do what I have to do when I have to do it, but it feels good. I'm telling you, it feels good right about now.
See, Mama,
a police was behind me yesterday. A police was behind me yesterday. Oh, no, boo. Mm-mm. They tired of me. They up to here with me, so I can't do that lame excuse no more. I can't bat these eyes. I can't do nothing. They done with me. I can't do another thing down here. You know what? As many tickets as I got in Florida, if I was in New York, I would have been to jail a long time ago. So I ain't playing with these people no more because I know they fed up. You know how when you know you're at the end of the rope? I know I'm at the end of the rope. That's
Mama,
why I just gave them
my
money.
Mama.
Yes, they do. You know when you get pulled over and they said we knew it was just a matter of time.
You're killing me over here.
I'm like, oh my God.
I don't want these folks to know me by name, dude.
You're going to be going anywhere. You know it. It was just a matter of time.
Yes. When they say, I got a warrant for your license plate. What? I didn't know that was possible. I haven't even heard of that before. We have a warrant for your license plate. I'm like, oh, my God. That was a first for me. And that was the first. Yes.
Is the chat room open?
Nope. It sure ain't.
It should be.
It's not. I done tried everything under the sun, and I'm like, okay.
Me too. I tried once, and I just sit back because I know how this thing works.
It's open. Trust me. I looked in there. It's open.
Do you see people in there, boo? Do you see people?
Yeah, Ernest is in there.
But Ernest is coming in through the Blog Talk inside.
Well, this is the J. Ryle Show 7009. Somebody signed under that. I don't know the hell that is. But, hey,
it's open.
Oh,
it's open
coming
now.
Up now. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. There we go.
I tried everything under the Sean.
Well, there
hey,
it is.
Hey, yo, I'm on the line. Okay. We all good.
Handle y'all business.
You know I'm a chat room person.
So, Vanessa, where you at now? Are you in
town? You know what? I'm at home. I was in San Francisco. It was gorgeous there, oh my God. And I was in Boston again. I'm getting tired of Boston. I was in Boston again, but I'm at home. I've been keeping my days off. It's summertime. People don't know how to fly. They got a kajillion children with them. And I'm going to do my shift, and I'm going to stay my black at the house.
All right. I hear you. Yeah. Well, you know, if you listen to this show, you know what time it is. It's time for, I don't know, one of these
Hey, there it is. Boom.
Ten good minutes.
You know, it's time for 10 good minutes, folks. It's kind of like when we wrap and tap and we talk about everything that we want to under the sun. So does anybody have anything that they want to bring up in 10 good minutes? Well, let me start it off. Hey, did anybody see this thing with the Tracy Morgan thing? With this guy, he said he didn't, at Walmart said they didn't believe he broke any federal laws, and he hadn't been asleep for 24 hours.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Nope. I don't even know what you're trying to say.
You know what, Mr. Elias? Either he's keeping an illegal log, or he lying. Because that's illegal. You can't do that.
Right.
Well, what is it? What is the story?
He's a truck driver that hit Tracy Morgan, the comedian, and the comedian is in critical condition, and the other person died. But the truck driver is saying that he was driving and didn't have any sleep for 24 hours. Well, no, Walmart ain't going to admit to that because that's illegal. You are DOT illegal. You cannot drive and log your books accordingly and say you were driving for 24 hours. So either he lying or he rigged the book. Either way it goes, if I was Walmart, I wouldn't admit it either.
Well, wait a minute. The driver said that hit Tracy Morgan. It was the driver's fault?
Yeah.
And he said that he's been driving for 24 hours?
And had not had any sleep.
Well, okay. And now Walmart is saying they don't know him. They don't know who he is.
No, Walmart is saying they don't know anything about that. They don't know anything about him not getting rest in 24 hours.
They say they believe that he didn't break any federal laws, which, you know, I know a little bit about this because I'm somewhat in that industry, but you can only drive for 14 hours.
Hello.
You know, 14 hours is after 14 hours, you have to be out all for 10 hours before you can hop back in a vehicle.
Yeah.
And they said this guy had been at it for 24 hours.
Same way as the pilot to us. That's right.
Right. So you got to, federal law says, hey, you got to be out for 10 hours. Get your rest, you're done. So, hey, and then he's saying the only reason he's an escape goat.
Right.
Tracy Morgan is because he's famous.
Yeah.
That
was tacky and ugly.
He's being brought up on charges. No, dog, you're being brought up on charges because you are a complete idiot. And now Walmart is saying, we don't believe he broke any laws. Yeah, you can forget that. Now, let's go ahead.
You know what it is? Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you this. My father was a truck driver for most of his years. He drove trucks, and then he was a mechanic for Greyhound. So that's all I knew my father as. A roofer. He drove trucks for the same company, going wherever he was going, doing whatever he's doing, and then he was worked for Greyhound. So I understand, and I do know that you're only supposed to work a certain amount of hours on the road. I do know that. However, what I also know is working for Greyhound that he was pushing his limit. He was, whether it was just because he wanted overtime. When you want to make overtime and there is a lack of drivers, you could imagine how many rules that people break. On both sides, the company side and the employee side, they push it. My father was pushing it to the limit, and my father fell asleep many a times driving that Greyhound bus. So I'm not going to say that the truck driver is lying. I'm not going to say that. But what I will say is it could easily be proven whether he is or not. Yeah. It could be proven for real.
I am going to say he's lying somewhere, Momo, because you have to keep a log.
And that's what I'm saying.
He did not put that he was driving for 24 hours in that logbook, so he had to have lied in the logbook.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is the truth will come out. If he was really driving for 24 hours, either Walmart's trying to cover it up because they know they shouldn't have let him drive that long, or he was lying. So either way, the truth is going to come out. That's
and
it. So ain't no sense to lying about it.
And
ain't no sense to
shoot. Because he should not have been driving, and he should not have been sleepy, and he killed that guy. I don't care who else was in the car. He's still going to go to jail for that. And he should.
Yeah, or get a suspended sentence, depending on his record. That's how
he's
going
to lose his. He's going to lose his DOT license. That's gone. That license is gone.
Yeah. I agree with that.
You can be a mechanic, but that license, well, you can't be a mechanic because you got to have a license to be a mechanic.
Yeah, I see.
Oh, well.
Well, yeah, I mean, but well, here's the bottom line. The guy shouldn't have been driving. That's the bottom
line.
That's what I'm saying. He should have been behind the wheel. And I mean, that's it. Ernest is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Ernest, are you there?
Yes, I am. How you doing?
All right, hey.
All right.
But, Ernest, do you know what we're talking about?
Of course I do. We talked about the initial crash on Saturday's show, I believe. We mentioned it because it had happened that morning, and we mentioned it on Saturday's show.
I've been
loosely keeping track of it. And, yeah, you know, my friend is a pilot, and anybody that's in transportation like that has to have they can't work longer than a set amount of time before they have to be given a break to sleep and recoup. So
they're not
supposed to. But with pilots, I mean, they'll take him off rotation in a hot second because, you know, you're 40,000 feet in the air flying a Learjet or whatever that he's doing. But even with the truck drivers, they said he started to doze and he tried to swerve and miss the bus, which probably made it worse because if he clipped the corner of it, it could have spun the whole limo bus around, you know, so it probably made it worse instead of just rear-ending it or something.
Yeah, because you're the one who said look at the picture, and I went online and looked at the picture, and Tracy Morgan has got a broken femur. He had surgery yesterday. His leg is broke rib, broke nose. He is
Both of his legs are broke, and there were rumors that they were going to amputate, which are totally false. A lot of media running away with terrible stories. And, you know, his wife's like, look, just ask us if you need to know something, but let's not create situations that aren't real, you know.
But didn't you think that his mom didn't have privileges?
What's that, Momo?
The person who died, they were a part of Tracy Morgan's
camp? Another comedian. He was another comedian.
Well, Momo, you have to remember that there were six cars involved in this. Ultimately, there was the tractor trailer, there was the limo bus, which Tracy Morgan was on with some of his people, and then there were, what does that leave, four other cars. Because, you know, you got a tractor trailer, whatever, zipping out of control, and people are near him or behind him or whatever, they're going to get in on it too, inadvertently.
I didn't know.
Accident. It was terrible.
I didn't know the details about it.
It happened about 1 o'clock on Saturday morning. Seven people initially went to the hospital. One of them died. I think there's three or four kind of still in the hospital, but okay. The other three or four were released. Tracy Morgan, so far that I've heard, is the worst one, is Tracy Morgan.
The one that died, one more B, was Jimmy Mack. That was... He was a famous comedian from the old days. He was Tracy Morgan's writer. He wrote most of Tracy Morgan's material.
I have a bigger problem with this story now that I'm hearing the details. But I know 10 minutes is almost up, so I can mention it, but I'm not gonna go into details.
Well, go ahead.
I'm gonna tell you this: if I was traveling anywhere and anybody I knew, and we was in a car accident, and anybody I knew died, I wouldn't be like I saw today, or Tracy Morgan posting, oh, we're going to go through this. Like, he actually wants to record what was happening with him and his stay in the hospital and all this stuff. Who does that? Like, I would be too messed up over the fact that somebody I knew died in an accident. It's not my fault. It don't have to be my fault.
It's unconscious.
No. I've seen it today.
He's up. He's posting stuff.
Yes, I've seen it.
He's gonna. He posted it on Facebook.
Follow me. Yeah. Follow me. Here we go. I'm in a hospital. He was in a hospital bed for sure. It was real. And he was like, follow me the days or whatever. I seen it. But I was like, that's why I always thought it was just him in the accident by himself and somebody else. I didn't know nobody died, especially nobody that he knew. Because I'm like, why would you be doing this?
It was a terrible, terrible situation in the middle of the night.
Yeah, that's my other problem, because I couldn't do that. Even if I wanted to, I couldn't. If somebody I knew died in an accident.
We don't know what his mental is to get him through all of this, because they say this boy's going to be out of commission for a while. So I don't know what his mental is to get him through it, but I do know his mom went up there to visit him, and they had her blocked from visitation.
Yeah,
and then the next day she came back with the priest for 5 minutes. She got to pray with him because him and his mother is a strain. So you know what, Mama B? That boy is going through some serious mental and physical stuff. So if he needs to tweet, Facebook, get on chat line, whatever, to get through this, because he got a hard hill to hoe. You do what you need to do to get through it.
and to add
well,
to
you,
that.
You see the post, and, you, and then you...
What I saw,
it didn't look that it was right. That serious. That's why I'm surprised, because I didn't hear about it before now, how serious it was.
Well, to add to what Vanessa said, I think fans, like when, was it Lil Wayne that had the big problem, and he was, people were saying he was dead there for a little bit, he had collapsed, this happened last summer.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He was on there shortly after, and the thing is that people that are famous understand that the fans just want to hear from him because there's so much in the media, there's so many rumors. If they have that coherent minute to tweet something, they know that they can put a lot to rest in people's minds, and even with the media, it's like, oh, he's okay enough to tweet for a minute, so he's got his conscience about him for a minute, and he know, you know, they understand that their fans want to know, and social media is the way to reach people now. Obviously, he's reached everybody by doing that. So, you know, kudos to him for doing that and thinking outside the box for a minute while trying to heal and get his sense about him to let his fans know, hey, you know, I'm okay. Let's, you know, we're gonna get through this, whatever that is, you know.
Mm-hmm. That would have been nice. Okay. I'm okay. I can understand that, but all that other stuff. Mm-mm.
Okay, well, 10 Good Minutes is sponsored by DJ Sean Juan. DJ Sean Juan is one of the baddest DJs in the land, and you can hit him up at hitthemusic.com. Or if you really want to reach DJ Sean Juan, you can hit him up at 334-538-5739. That's 334-538-5739. We'll be right back after this, ladies and gentlemen. The first break of the J. Ryle Show's in the books.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening, I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
Severe weather continues at this hour over the middle Atlantic states with new thunderstorms developing in the North Plains and also along the Front Range. I'm meteorologist Justin Pavlik here with your latest weather watch. Thunderstorms now erupting in multiple locations, North Plains, Front Range, and the southwestern plains as well as the middle Atlantic states. In fact, yeah, this is a tornado watch, which goes in effect until 9 o'clock for south central and southern Pennsylvania. Severe thunderstorm watch boxes in effect until late evening and also out west, dealing with the thunderstorms at least for the next 3 to 4 hours. Heavy rainmakers, slow-moving thunderstorms, flash flooding possible as well from Pittsburgh to D.C., Interstate 95, PA Turnpike 77, Interstate 60, 68, just to name a few of the roads impacted by this wet weather. And man, these storms look ugly here in many locales, especially in this vicinity right now, where we will have an enhanced tornado threat over the next 2 to 3 hours. And then the thunderstorms wind down later on tonight. Still some heavy rain going right into Thursday over the South Plains. Gusty thunderstorms also erupting along the Front Range, pressing into the central and also the southwestern plains. Could make their move into central Kansas and Oklahoma late night.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to the J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
It's time for the old school get hype song, dog.
Seems you're much too busy for me, and I can't stand it. Seems you're much too busy these days, and I can't handle it. Seems you're much too busy for me, and I can't stand it. Seems you're much too busy these days, and I can't handle it.
Boy, look into my we
Okay, Big Daddy.
What you say?
How soon can you get here?
Like 20, 22, 23 minutes.
Bring your sexy ass home.
I'll be waiting. You want me to bring something? You want like some Doritos or something? Because I can stop and get it, babe. I whatever makes you happy.
Whoo!
Wash your hands, man? Who the hell with a hat on anyway? Joe Louis was 75 years old when he fought.
I don't know how old he was, but he got an ass whooped.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
347-850-1272 is our calling number, 347-850-1272, Wednesday edition of the J. Ryle Show. Hello, I am J. Ryle, and I'm glad to be here tonight. Hanging out with the very best in the biz, my boy Mr. Elias, holding it down for me as always. Appreciate your partner. What's happening?
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's just the same old days, it's the same old stuff, bro. Different day of the week. Momo B is in the house. What's happening?
I hate when people show up late and try to finish it off like it's somebody. We were going to fly without you. We were going to fly without you, Jay Benson.
And I love you too, baby. How you doing?
Yes.
Vanessa's in the house. What's up, girl?
Hey, Jay. How you
doing? Oh. Oh, I like that. See, I like that one. I like that. Can we do that again? Hey, Vanessa, girl. How you doing, baby?
Hi, Jay.
Oh, my Lord. I don't know what to do with myself. And we have Big E's in the house. He can hang out with us until Dr. Princess Adia shows up. What's going on, Big E?
Oh,
how you doing?
Hey, Jay.
Oh, hell no, no.
Hey, I got news for you. You're going to be number 64 in a minute. Now, listen, I got to make a correction. On Saturday's show.
Yes, sir.
I looked at my list and just, you know, Excel spreadsheets are a little funky. I'm at 62, not 63. Although
they
today
don't matter.
I did
You're crazy.
Although it's a comma, not a period, girl. Trust just wait for it. Wait for it.
Jeez,
I was at 62, but today I got back to 63. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We should have did it without all that.
Hey, you can't unring a bell, girl.
Thank
he
you.
Was a fine little brother
thank
that came
you.
Over, so don't even worry.
Send me a picture. Otherwise,
well, I will. I'll
you
send
don't
you
care.
One.
Okay. Alrighty then.
Close on.
All right, we're moving on. Okay, so now, yeah, Ernest, you got to go back and listen to Saturday's show, folks.
I'm hanging just for a little bit tonight, so.
All right, well, yeah, swing low, sweet chariot. All right, listen, folks, 347-850-1272.
Tonight.
That's what he was doing.
Apparently. Look, folks, thank you so much for listening to the show. We appreciate it. Now, real quick, I wanted to bring this up in 10 good minutes, but unfortunately what happened was I had a business phone call I had to take care of, unfortunately, and it came right at showtime, and I couldn't avoid it, so I apologize
for
that.
Did Popeye put you on hold for a minute?
Yeah, they did. I was trying to get the three-piece chicken meal, and they didn't have any more chickens.
I knew it. I knew it.
They didn't have any more chickens, so I had to wait until they killed the chicken and fry the chicken in order for me to get the chicken.
Waiting for some hot fries, where he is?
Yeah. Yeah, some hot sauce and some ketchup. Thank you, Ernest, you bastard. So anyway, something I want to talk about. Now, as you guys can see, and she may get mad at me for saying this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Rich Sister...
Oh, thank you. I was waiting for my name.
Will no longer be hanging out with us on Wednesdays and Saturdays. And
why is that?
Well, and, you know, I'll tell you why. And, you know, and I wanted to talk about it earlier, but I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on it because I want to get to the show. But she said that it was just too much arguing and stuff for her. She just felt that it was time for her to step away from the show. Because, you know, it was just a bunch of nonsense. And that's my word and hers. I'm serious. And I understand what she's saying.
Saturday when we signed off the show, just as it was all fading out, she said something about stupid show or something like that.
She didn't say anything. She just said bye. She didn't say anything about the show. She just said bye, see you later or whatever. So she didn't really make any comments. But I think what she's saying is absolutely correct. We have to get back in the business. I'm talking to you, listeners. We're going to get back in the business of entertaining people. Because I think what's been going on is we've been having, it's almost like we're all on the telephone and we're friends. Listen, we have a show to do. There are people that tune in to be entertained. So, so I told her, and we're a community radio show. I told her, look, I said, the bottom line is you can blame me. And I'm going to do a better job of trying to corral that stuff because we don't need that mess. We're here to laugh and have a good time. If you don't want to do that, then, you know, go do something else. So, Rich Sister, I'm going to publicly... God, yes. It was ridiculous. Rich Sister... I'll say this, very unprofessional what I did on Saturday. It was. It was something that I try not to do, you know, when people kind of, you know, you get to the point where family members argue, that happens. But, I wouldn't let it go because y'all was saying, can we get on with the show? I'm like, no, this is the show. And I went back and listened to that, and I says, man, you know what, I should have pulled up. And Mr. L.A.S., you know, kudos to you for trying to get us back on point. So I'll never make that turn again, but I wanted to publicly apologize. Because I felt that, you know, that I was out of bounds Lakers ball during that whole situation. So,
apology, Jay.
Well, I wasn't apologizing to you. I was apologizing to the listeners.
I was just quoting Momo Pizza.
Oh, okay.
And I would like to say something. Because thank you. So now that you heard one person, Rich Sister, who... Whatever. And I'm saying whatever because I don't want to say what I really want to say. So whatever. And now that you heard her voice and you think you want to streamline the show, I just want to let it be known that, yeah, you want to be more professional. And, I know I can get unprofessional at times. Yes, I do. I realize and recognize that. However, no, don't huff me because what I want you to know, Mr. J. Rao, is if you want to keep your show professional, then you need to stop insulting your host that's on the show. The people that surround you and make your show what it is, stop insulting them. If I tell you I don't want to be called this or called that, stop doing it. Because the more you do it, the more I'm going to fight you. And you already know what's going to happen, how I'm going to act when you call me out of my name. I'm saying this out of respect. I find it quite strange how you would call me out of my name and mute me for cursing at you. You already know me. You already know how I vote.
I don't know if I called you out of your name.
Bunton. That's my
there
name.
You go.
If you call me anything else than that, right, then you call me out of my name. Thank
okay,
you.
Well, there you go. I got you, Momo B. Monique Blunton, that's your name. That's what I'll call you from now on.
Hey, Jay, don't use her government name.
No, I'm going to call her by her name.
No,
that's what I'm going to do.
That because that's the name my mother gave me. So okay. Even if you
call
me,
I'm going to call you.
I'm not
okay.
Mad at it.
I'm
not mad at
it. I got chewed out.
Hey, look.
Told you. No.
It's all talking at once. Let's get back to the show, man. Let's get it in.
No, well, thank you, Miss Elliott.
No, brought it up. Jay Ryle brought it up that, you know, people have problems.
Well,
so now I'm going to tell you I got a problem, too.
Okay, duly noted.
Yes,
we're moving on.
Is, if you want us all to be happy, then make us all happy. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I want to be happy right now.
This
is not bull crap. Momo B, I heard you.
No,
okay,
is,
I apologize.
Happy,
I'm done.
Okay, I got it. Until
thank
next
you.
Time. I'm done.
Until next time. Thank you.
Yes.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Momo B, hold up. I got to get it right. So is it Momo B, Momo B Monique Blunting? That's. Am I pronouncing it correctly?
Bunting. There's no L in my last name. It rhymes
I'm
with
asking,
hunting.
So it's Bunting.
It
okay, I got it.
Rhymes with
okay.
Hunting, yes.
But, oh, like rhymes with hunting, Bunting. Okay, I got you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right, no, not a problem.
Special
I got
night.
You.
Although on a special
it.
Night, there might be some Blunting going on, but it ain't got nothing to do with her name now.
All right, it's time for the QD question of the day.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, the QD question of the day, we're asking you if you could change something, what would it be? Let me tell you what you can't do. You can't say, well, I wouldn't change anything. No. We're asking you if you could change something in the blank. I will fill the blank, and you tell me, you give me an answer. I don't want to hear, I'm getting where I am. That's not going to work tonight. 347-850-1272 is the calling number. That's the QD, the question of the day. So there it is. So don't give me, oh, well, I'm good. Like No. Entertainment purposes only. And so, Mr. Elias, I know how it is, bro, because you are always the first one.
Okay.
Well, wait, why you say it like that, bro? You're the first one that
right,
always come
go.
To.
Okay,
all right. So, Mr. Elias, so if you could change your name, what name would you take on?
Mm. Wow. I don't know. Hold on. Let me think about that.
Think about it. What should we call you? Would you like to be called Larry? Larry fits you, it sounds. No?
Nah. Romello.
Who? Romello?
Romello.
What kind of name is that? Is it
Romello.
Romello or Mello?
Romello.
So why would you want us? Okay, so what's up with Romello? Give us some reasons why you want to call Romello.
You ever seen the movie Sugar Hill?
Yeah, I did.
That guy's name was Romello. I like that name. For some reason, I like that name, Romello.
That is kind of a cool name, though.
Yeah, I did like that name. So I was like, Romello's a cool name. So if I was gonna, that would be the name I would choose, Romello.
Romello. All right. Okay, I can roll with that one. All right, Ernest. Which you should probably seriously consider this question. If you could change your name, what would you change your name to, Ernest?
Yeah, this is a very good question for me because back when I was around 22, I was having major conflicts with my parents for a very, very long time, and I had actually called a lawyer, actually kind of across the street from where my stepbrother and I were living in this apartment, and asked about changing my name. Because I just wanted to change it. I didn't want to be associated with anybody anymore. And the name I had picked out, and it comes from somewhere. I didn't just come up with it. Was Christopher Tracy. That's what I wanted to change my name
Christopher
to.
Tracy.
Christopher Tracy was, and look, I was only 22, so you can slam on this all you want to.
That's kind of a cool name, Ernest, to be honest with you. I kind of like that, to be honest with you.
I like it, too, and it was Prince's name in Under the Cherry Moon. That was his character, that black and white movie he did. That was his character's name. That's where I came up with that. And yet, when I used to write a long time ago, and I did articles or I would write stuff, I used the pen name Christopher Tracy. So when I went through that whole identity crisis, that was the name I had chosen for a while. So that's what I would change it to, is Christopher Tracy.
Christopher Tracy. That's a pretty damn cool name. I like that, to be honest with you. So I like both of y'all names. Romello, that is a cool-ass name.
Romello. Sounds like a candy. Hey,
sounds like
it
sounds like a liquor. That's what it sounds like, to be honest with you.
Like
but,
liquor. There you go.
Yeah, Romello.
Romello,
I drink Romello
smooth
too.
Smooth on ice.
Yeah, my name is Billy D. Williams. My name is Billy D. And I drink Romello.
it's funny because it's true.
Yeah, I know. Right? I like that. You said Christopher Tracy? That's pretty damn cool. I like that one, too.
Christopher Tracy. I had my signature laid out. I had a certain way that I signed it, so the bottom of the T curled up, and it became the top of the T in Tracy. I had it all figured out, so.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What about you, Vanessa? If you had to change your name, what name would you change to? What would be your new name?
It would be Exemerald.
It'll be, you can't even spell that mess. What the hell you just say?
Princess Odelia Fool.
Now y'all laughing. It is my dad's mother's name, and she was Black Indian, and my husband wouldn't let me name Jessica Exemeral. I named her after my mother, Jessie. So I just want somebody in the family to carry the name on, so I would use it, and her name was Exemeral.
Okay.
How do you spell that? Yeah.
I don't know how I don't know how she spelled it, but I would guess. But you know, nowadays you can spell it out your phone. So I would spell it Exemerald. I mean, like Jessica's name is Abiel after Avon Perfume, and it was spelled with a P, but that's not how we spell it.
Hold on, stop.
You what my name is.
You named your daughter after Avon Perfume?
I did.
Wow. Hey,
does it have like a Q and a treehouse and a rock and the number 7 in that name or something?
I was so sick that I couldn't smell fragrances. I couldn't smell nothing. And Bobby's soap, I threw it out the window. But the
Bobby
only
Jones,
thing I
Bobby Joe.
Bobby Jones' soap went out the top window. But I could smell Aviel. It was spelled P-A-V-I-L-E from Avon. Like you see these children's name is Tatiana. It comes from Avon. So I named her that, and I told my sister she could spell it. And every time people see her name, they say her name is gorgeous. Why isn't that the first name? It's A-A-V-I-A-L-E. So my name would be Exemerald, and I pray my child would name something with Exemerald in it.
But
oh,
she didn't.
My next dog is going to have to be Exemerald, probably.
There you go. You could have did it. I don't know. All right.
Y'all hate my name.
Into the
no, that's pretty cool. I like it. It's all right.
But one thing about Mama B, one thing about Exemerald, they couldn't tell if I was black or white, though, on the application.
Yeah, I hear that.
I think
yes, the hell they could.
Yeah, because white people are simple. White people are simple, so yeah, they would know. They would know you wasn't white. That's what they would know. So it don't matter after that.
Yeah, there you go. She's right. I agree. All right. Hello, Miss Terry. How you doing?
Miss Terry.
How you doing?
Hey.
Hey.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Mama B. Hey, Vanessa. Hey, Ernest.
Slow down, Miss Terry. Slow down. Hello. Hi, Mama B.
Hey, Mama B.
Yes. Hey.
Hey, Miss Terry saw number 63 today. Just saying, Mama B.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Girl, he's so happy. He's so happy about 63. He don't know what to do.
Miss Terry.
Okay, we all can't talk at the same time.
Okay, but Miss Terry, was 63 happy around his ass is the question.
Hell yeah.
I just seen him walking across the wherever coming
he
in.
Lives
that's all I
see. He walked across the parking lot.
We gotta talk. We gotta talk after that. After the show.
Please. Thank you, Ernest.
The Ernest experience is tomorrow night. We'll talk about it then.
Yeah, you should have brought it up then, too. Hear about you and your
homophobic asshole.
Okay. Whatever. All right, so here we go now. I guess we got to, listen, real quick, Miss Terry, to kill you, the question of the day, we're asking people, basically, if you could change, and we're filling in the blank, and right now it is, if you could change your name, and here are the rules, you cannot say, no, I'm good with my name, I have no. We want you to tell us. You could change your name. What would it be? Now, hold on to that thought because, you know, obviously we have to go to break. But I wanted to say something here to a friend of mine, David Clark. He lost his sister. I wanted to say, hey, our thoughts and prayers goes out to you. You know, it's tough when you lose a sibling. It's tough to lose anyone in the immediate family. And I'm not sure if it was unexpected or not, but I just want you to know, my brother, our thoughts and prayers are with you and your family at this time. We'll be back after the break. It's the J. Ryle Show, 347-850-1272, Wednesday edition, hanging out with the best in the biz. We'll be right back.
Ah!
have on the phone line, dog?
We got Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
It's Miss Jackson, but not the nasty one.
Oh, well, you could be the nasty one, baby, if you play your cards right, girl.
Yeah. Nah, I don't want to be that.
That was awkward.
I want to relieve everybody of the illegal taxes that they're paying.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Alrighty. Well, Ms. Jackson, thank you so much for calling. We have a show called The Serious Side, the J. Rouse Show, that happens every Sunday morning. Maybe you can call in on that show, and we can really have a conversation about this.
You asked the question, and I stated my opinion.
Ooh, okay, Ms. Jackson.
If the show is not on a serious level, maybe I'm in the wrong room.
Sorry, Ms. Jackson. Ooh, I am the real.
Thank you for listening to this show, and we appreciate you, okay?
You're welcome. Thanks, have a good night.
You give me the damn respect you would damn well want yourself, or I will kick your black ass!
Sorry, Miss Jackson.
Thank you, Miss Jackson. Miss Jackson, sounds like you're not happy with J. Ryle right now.
Attention, please. J. Ryle is an idiot. I repeat, J. Ryle is an idiot.
Apparently, I walked in the wrong damn chat room. I'm going to let the door hit me when a good Lord split me. How are y'all? I think it's safe to say that Ms. Jackson will not be listening to the show anymore. All right, 347-8.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
To be a good father is the most important job in a man's life. But it doesn't have to be hard. Play catch. Go to a park or visit a zoo. Help your child with their homework. Sit down together for dinner. Ask them how their day was. Things get busy, and sometimes we all fall short. But the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today.
And the preacher says, we going to turn to him 42. Old Piccolo Fletcher said, I can't play 42. He said, that's all right, bro. We know you're on parole. Let's try 106. I can't play that either, Mr. Preacher. Then he said, what about 39? I can't play it. What about 66? I can't play that either. Somebody stood up in church talking about, Piccolo Fletcher, the motherfucker. And the preacher jumped up and said, all right, that's enough of that shit. Now the man that called my piccolo player a motherfucker, bring his ass up here. Nobody moved. Man, this went on for about an hour. I was in church myself wondering who was the man sitting next to me. One more time, he said, well, the man is sitting next to the man. They're 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 sitting next to the goddamn man. Call my piccolo player a motherfucker. Do something. And people just, finally this one guy got him. He said, Mr. Preacher, don't shoot. Because I ain't the man that called your piccolo player a motherfucker. He said, what I want to know is who called that motherfucker a piccolo player. That's what I want to know.
Mike. What day is it, Mike? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
347-850-1272 is our call-in number, 347-850-1272. We're about 30 minutes away from the listening lounge. Should be a good lounge tonight. It's pretty smooth. There's an artist in there that you guys probably have never heard of. That's coming up in about 30 minutes or so. Plus, if you're listening on the J. King Network, the music business, the way I see it, that'll be happening for you as well in about 30 minutes. J. King, a.k.a. Lightskin, will break that down for you. 347-8501-272 to kill the question of the day. We're asking you all, if you could change blank, what would you change? We're filling in the blank. And so right now the question on the table is, if you could change your name, what would you change your name to? And you cannot give that answer, oh, I like my name the way it is. No, we want an answer. So far, Mr. Elias, you're going to start calling him Romello. What's up, Romello? How you doing, bro? All
right, man. What's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
Also hanging out with my boy, man. Is it Christopher? What's his name again? Christopher Tracy.
Christopher Tracy.
Christopher Tracy. What's going on, Chris?
Not much, man. Not much, man. I'm just over here having some Romello on ice.
Ah. And, of course, the fly girl, Xavier, is in the house. What's up?
I didn't say Xavier.
What you say?
Ooh, you heard my face. It's Exemeral.
Oh, Exemeral.
What was it?
Exemeral.
Like jewelry, Exemeral.
Oh, Exemeral.
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 What is it? Exemeral. Exemeral. There you go. That's
okay.
It, right? Exemeral.
It sounds like a cough medication.
Yeah, it sounds like some Benadryl or something. Okay, all right, got you. What's up? I'm not trying to make fun of the name. Please don't take it.
Yeah,
that.
It's just a joke.
Yeah, you got to be sensitive. All right, so now, Miss Terry, we didn't ask you. If you could change your name, what would you change your name to?
Bad Woman.
That Woman.
From that.
You said that woman or Catwoman?
Catwoman.
Okay, your name is not Miss Terry. Thank you. Miss Terry, if you could change your name to, you know, whatever, what would be your new name? My new name would be Silence, Jay. Thank you. Thank you very much, Miss Terry. That was great. All right, Momo B, Monique Bunting. If you could change that name, what would you change your name to?
Okay, they're sisters, the Silent Sisters.
I don't know what's going on. Oh, she's not even here, is she?
No, she isn't.
Oh, we lost her. Okay.
You know
all
what?
Right,
Momo
so,
B hangs up and calls back because she has real weird phone issues, so she'll hang up and call back so she doesn't get disconnected later. So that she'll probably be right back.
Okay, so now, all right, since there's no one, Miss Terry is here. I'm not sure what's going on with her. Her mic's open and everything. But look, if I could change my name,
yeah, that's
I think,
your
man,
name.
You know, bruh, I kind of like the name
here we go.
Rashad. I kind of like that, man.
Oh, hell, Bell. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh,
you're back, Miss Terry.
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay.
Sir.
Are you still packing, girl? Are you still packing?
No, I'm packed. I'm ready. I'm waiting for her to come pick me up tomorrow. You know I am. I'm done.
I know you are just locked up at Thor right now. You see me.
Well, I cuss anybody out. That's right.
We're continuing a conversation right now.
Yes.
You know, another name I like, too, is Tyson. I think that's a cool name, too. Tyson.
You're more like Tyson Chicken, not Tyson the model, though.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah, Tyson Chicken, Ernest. Yeah.
Yeah, you're like
I think of food 24/7. That's what I do. Even though I weigh 10,000 pounds less than your big ass, but that's okay.
Oh.
All right, so now.
See, this is why rich sisters don't come around, and this is why we can't have nice
things.
Oh,
no, I'm sorry. Yo, I'm sorry. I'm supposed to sit back and let you insult me, and I don't respond. Okay, I got it. Let
okay,
me know. Okay,
now
I got it.
Now that you understand.
I'm good. Okay, I got it. I figured
okay.
it out.
Okay.
Thank you. I got it. All right.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
Thank you.
Nope. Now, thank you.
No, thank
I,
you.
How you doing? All right, Miss Terry.
Doing?
Miss Terry, if you could change your name to another name, what would your new name be?
My name would have been either Simone,
Maya, like
or
Maya.
My daughter's
like
name, Imani. Or my daughter's name, Imani. But they named me Terry.
Like
Imani.
You named her after, what's Imani? Isn't that like a fashion something?
No, Imani, I named her out of the after the last principal of Kwanzaa. That means faith. Imani.
Oh, see, look how limited I am.
I went there, boo boo. I went there, boo boo.
Thank you for embarrassing me.
I went there, boo boo.
Good story.
Yes,
that
because
is.
It took a lot of faith,
yeah.
Trust and believe in God for me to have a baby at 39. So that's
yeah.
her name.
And what a card that little girl is. She cracks me up every time Miss Terry puts her on Glide for a minute. That girl cracks me up. She is a hot mess in a great way.
Oh, okay. All right. So,
at least
okay,
she's
I like
wearing
it.
Drawers, though. That's, you know, at least she's wearing some underwear, though.
Leave show, my daughter alone. Leave my daughter
somebody,
alone about some
somebody,
underwear now.
He's talking about you. I thought.
No, he's talking about my daughter. Yes, she
I
do
said,
wear
at
underwear.
At least the daughter is
yeah.
wearing some drawers, unlike
oh.
her mother.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gotcha.
Who ain't owned a pair of panties in 13 years or something, at least.
Shut up.
Shut up. Shut your ass up. Get your ass up. All right, Momo
ass.
B, Monique Budding, if you could change that
oh,
name.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, well, CJ, stop it, number one. Number two is,
If it's okay, Richard, I would want to say that my name would be Monet, M-O-N-A-E, Monet. Just simple
Monet.
Isn't
that like a liquor?
I don't know. No, it's not a liquor.
I thought that
no,
was a wine.
It's not.
I thought
not.
That was a wine. No?
No, it ain't. No, it ain't. But it's nice and smooth.
Moet.
It's,
yeah.
No, yeah, yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, no, it's Monet, and I like it because it's smooth. Because a lot of times when I say my name is Monique, like Spanish, Dominican, Puerto Rican, they say Monica. I just told you my name is Monique. Why would you come back and say Monica? Like, what? I just told you my name is Monique. Yeah, because Monica is the Spanish version of Monique. And they think it's cute when they think it's cute when they hit you back with Monica, but I don't because I said Monique. So, no, back and forth, and I have to put them in line, but yeah. So.
Oh, okay.
I like Monet because I'm seeing my mother being her Panamanian self, so she knew being a Spanish heritage that the Monica would come into play, and maybe she thought it was cute, but I don't. I don't like when people say Monica, I told you Monique. No, that's not. My name is Monique. So, if I was to flip it, I would just say Monet. I want to keep the M and the O because I'm going to be Momo for the rest of my life. Momo. So, Monet is smooth. It's smooth. It does sound smooth. But you could just sip some Monet. Yes. I could make that into a wine for real. So, yes, Monet is what I would want it to be. M-O-N-A-E. Monet.
Like Janelle Monáe's last name, M-O-N-A-E, like Janelle Monáe.
Yeah, well, whatever. That's what I like. It sounds
like,
nice.
Whatever.
It's not,
right,
it's
whatever.
Not hard. Right. It's
whatever.
Just like a soft. It's soft. Monet.
Yeah, soft.
Monet.
Yeah.
You
like
can remember that.
Part.
Can't you remember that, Jay? Can't
Monet,
you remember
I got
that? That's a night of passion, Monet. Yeah.
It sounds like money.
What?
Like French, it's like the French word for money. Monet.
Yeah, Monet. Thank
you. Do you have some
Monet?
No, I got some Monet in my pocket. Okay. I got you. All right. I'm with you. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's what I've been. Yeah.
And that's what I would prefer my name to be if it's okay with Richista. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah,
you
have to check with her and see if it is. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Of course.
Now,
apparently we do, but this set.
Yeah, you're right. All right, so, you know, I met someone on Sunday, Miss Elias, a guy. You know who my neighbor is. He's a professional drummer. He plays with some
right.
of the biggest names in jazz. Matter of fact, he's playing with Bob Baldwin this weekend.
Really?
What?
Oh, I know who Bob Baldwin
yeah.
or Bob Belden?
No, Baldwin, the pianist, right. the pianist, that guy.
Oh, okay, well, because there's a where musician named Bob Belden, a jazz musician that I like, so that's why I was clarifying.
Yeah, so
about you, Ernest.
They're playing in San Antonio.
Okay.
But I met his uncle, right? And I can't remember, I'm trying to pull his uncle's name up. His uncle is a 72-year-old cat. This guy has written from Alaska and back and forth across the United States of America 3 times.
Damn.
At 72, dude.
Damn.
And the thing is that he's on a ride now. He just rode in here from Seattle, Washington, and he's a pastor. And he said, he said God told him to get on his bike and ride. I'm like, he's 72, dog, and all he carries is a trailer. He has like a little trailer on the back of his bike and his little change of clothes. But, man, this dude rode from Alaska all the way down to the lower 48.
What size bike does he have?
It's a bicycle, Mr. Elliott. It's not a damn motorcycle.
A bicycle. What?
It's a bicycle.
Wow.
I hope he's got some energy bars in that trailer. I'm just
yes.
saying.
Yes. And I sat and talked to that dude for hours, man. I'm like, wow. He was telling me about how he was coming down, because anyone who knows that road from Alaska down to the lower 48, there's very limited facilities. Matter of fact, you can go hundreds and hundreds of miles without seeing nothing. And so he's riding down, he's seeing bears, buffalo, all types of stuff, man. He told me about an encounter he had with a bear. He sees wild animals, cougars, and all this stuff. I'm like, damn.
Wow.
Who would do that? And he said, look. I said, do you have bear spray? He was like, no, I don't have bear spray. He says, look. He said, I had bear spray one time, but he accidentally sprayed himself with it. He said, you know what? He said, he done. He said, I'm just going to let. Yeah, he said, look, I'm going to let God take care of me. And I was so inspired by that dude, man. First of all, he's 72. Riding like that. Wow.
A 72-year-old is exercising way more than you are.
That's right, Ernest. I'm not going to respond because I know the rules now. I'm going to let you insult me, and I'm not going to respond back. Thank you, Ernest.
That wasn't an insult. That's just he's exercising way more than me, too.
Well, that's true. He is.
Yep.
It made me feel
like... I didn't think
that
was an insult. That's just...
Oh, okay.
You know.
I'm sorry. I was just being Tito Jackson. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know you were, and I'm just going to ignore that.
No problem.
Because I like
All right, now, the word is that Casey Kasem is... They took him off life support.
Oh, I didn't know it was that bad. I knew he was in critical condition, but that's the last I heard.
Yeah, he's on life support, so it looks like he is done. Yeah, it's just a matter of time.
I guess he'll be reaching for the stars pretty soon, then.
The views and opinions of Ernest is his by his
damn
self.
That's what he used to say, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.
He did used to say that. I mean, he had a great show, man. I used to listen to that show.
It's probably a good thing. It's probably a good thing because they said he had, because they said he had bed sores. And when you have bed sores, because I'm a nurse, okay? When you have bed sores, it goes all the way down to your bone. It affects your bones. It's very, 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 very painful. And you ultimately will pass because he did not have any nurses coming in taking care of him, just this crazy old woman he has. So it's probably
missing recently, though. Like last month.
Yeah, well, he wasn't missing. He wasn't missing. She just didn't want to tell him where he was at. That's
because it was
so
all
that's
over
different
the news.
From
the
missing.
Children were looking for. He's got that. Crazy
yeah, that's
wife,
different
though.
From missing.
Yeah,
but
he's
so
got that crazy
he's,
wife, Jean Kasem.
Yeah, so it's good that he's out of pain because that it's a horrible death. It really is.
Yeah.
It's a horrible death.
Wow. Well,
know that he did the voice on Scooby Doo. He was Shaggy and. Was
he? See, I didn't know that.
He was Shaggy. If you go back and watch those old Scooby-Doo cartoons and you listen to Shaggy talk, it's like, oh, that's Casey Kasem with a little bit of gruff in his voice. Yeah.
Wow.
He did a lot
that's
of voice
stuff.
Work, but that was one of his more popular ones. He was Shaggy in Scooby-Doo.
Huh. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272, Wednesday edition of the J. Ryle Show. You're about 15 minutes away from the listening lounge. We're talking about the QD, the question of the day. If you could change something, what would you change? And the names are pretty good. I thought we were going to get some outlandish names, but they were pretty decent names. Now, speaking of trivia, Ernest, since you brought that up about Scooby-Doo and Casey, I have a trivia question for all you music connoisseurs. Everyone knows who Angie Stone is, right?
Yeah.
Right.
She follows me on Twitter.
Does she? Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so now, here's the deal. Now, we played, now, during the first break, the old school Get Hype song, we played her with Vertical Hold. You seemed much too busy for me. So we played that song. But here's my question to you guys. How many groups, Mr. Elias, how many groups has Angie Stone been in?
I would say all I know of is Vertical Hole, and then she's with somebody else. I know she was with another group. So I'd say
what about you,
like,
Ernest?
The first thing I thought of, and I think it's her first group, but it was the Sequence.
Yeah, see, I think, you know what, I should ask you first because you're so quick with them damn fingers. Yeah, she was Angie.
No, I know about the Sequence. My friend Steve Carter loved the Sequence in the Navy, and he taught me about the Sequence and told me who they were back then. So I know who the Sequence, I don't know her other groups, but I know who the Sequence is. He had to remind me who she was when she went solo back in, like, 98 or something like that, but I knew who the Sequence was.
Yeah, she was Angie B, Mr. Elias, in the Sequence. Remember, we're going to funk you right on up. We're going to funk you right on up.
No, no.
She was Angie B.
Yeah,
no.
She was.
No.
Okay. All right, so now.
No, maybe she was over there where y'all are, but she was nobody over here.
That's all I'm saying. Okay. That's all I'm saying. No. So that's all I'm saying. That's all
okay.
I'm saying. Did she get a number one hit over here on this East Coast? Was it number one? I put that out.
I don't think so. I don't think so. But
I digress.
What you know about number one?
What? I'm sorry, Ernest. Say that again.
I said you were on the sidewalk driving over people. What you know about number one?
Oh, okay. apples to oranges, boo. Apples to oranges.
All right, let's get back to the QOD.
I'm playing with you.
All right, we get back to the QOD here real quick. Yes, yes, Vanessa. I thought you said something.
I haven't said anything.
I thought somebody said I was trying to make sure I had it.
You know what record label the Sequence was on back then?
Yeah, they were on that. They were on that one that had the little stripe with the different colors on it. It was a light blue. It was Sugar Hill. It was Sugar Hill. It was a Sugar Hill label.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, Sugar Hill. I know that. All right. So now let's get back to the QOD. We have a few minutes before we get to the listener lounge. All right, Mr. Elias, coming back around to you. If you could change something about your appearance. What would you change?
My weight.
Oh, damn. I mean, come on, brother. That'll make it that obvious, my brother. I mean,
anyway.
Give me something else. Give me something else, man.
What did you say, Val?
Come on. I'm just saying. Okay, all right, your weight. All right, okay, all right.
100.
J-Val is mean. I'm sure he's going to say the same thing.
I'm not saying the same thing. You a lie. That's
well,
not coming out of my mouth.
Then you need research it more, Jay. You need research it.
I'm not going to respond because I've turned over a new leaf. We'll let you insult me, and I'm not going. Look, I'm going to say yes. I agree. That's what I'm going to say.
Well, yeah, you know what, Jay, me and you, we got a same term because I know I need to be easy on my callers. But my calls are sensitive. Your calls, I don't think they're sensitive. I think they. I think they're there. But my calls, they want to cry after the show's over. They want to call me and cry about what I said.
Okay.
What? No, but Jay.
That's because you are brutal. Your mouth is brutal. That's the reason why people cry after your damn show. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, but you know what? Vanessa, I'm sorry, Jay. Please let me answer this, Jay. But Jay, I want to say I don't see the show, but I want to tell you something about Momo B. The people who know Momo B from before, they call in before the show. If they know Momo B before internet radio, and the people who know me from your show at plus, they know one thing. If they don't know nothing else, Momo B keeps it real, and Momo B don't care. So you already know that when you come close to the explosion, you're going to get hit. Bang, bang,
okay.
bang.
All right.
I appreciate everybody who called in, but I appreciate them knowing that I'm real. I'm just who I am on the show. That's why I get
well,
you all the time. That's
right,
why
we
I don't know what time, because
well,
I'm strong,
well,
and I say what I feel.
Yeah, I'll
so
slum
now,
a for you, too.
Jay.
Thank you very
Jay.
Much.
Yes, thank
all
you.
Right, so now, let me get, we're a few minutes away. All right, so let's get to, we're a few minutes away. All right, so let me get to you, Ernest. Something about your body you would change, your appearance, I should say.
I would probably... it's such a burden everybody I'm with. I would probably make my penis a few inches smaller because it's just overwhelming.
Ernest was funny.
Damn lie.
Heifers don't get to jump in. My real answer is I would probably just have a thicker beard I have chest hair, but I would always want it. No,
you know it's the damn Taliban.
I'm confused. I'm so confused.
I know, because if I put on one of them knitted caps, I'm going to get
Damn Taliban.
Training.
What the hell are you talking about? How much longer do you want it, terrorist?
No, I want it thicker. It's going to be longer because I'm never shaving again. I'd like it to be thicker, but I also like to have more chest hair. I have chest hair, but I always wanted
No!
More.
Yeah. So that's, I mean, otherwise, I'm 6 feet tall. You know, I'm losing weight now. I'm happy. You know, my nose isn't too big. And my skin is rough because I had acne a lot as a kid and in my 20s. But it's just part of who I am. So I don't look at that very much. I talked to Miss Terry about it. I'm like, you know, people look at my skin like, what's wrong with your skin? And I'm like, life happened to my skin, mother sucker. What happened to you?
Yeah.
So for me, it's just about I have thicker hair. I have a little bit of Native American in my grandma's side. And, you know, a lot of Native American people don't grow great facial hair, and I think it kind of holds me and my brother back from having awesome beards. So that's what I would
okay,
want. That's the
so
only
you,
thing I want is a better beard.
Oh, she want a better beard. All right, so let me ask you, Miss Terry, if you could change something about your appearance, what would it be?
No, look at Ernest. Look at Ernest. You see him? This is why we don't get along.
I would like to change my eye color.
I say that to Miss Terry all the time. She knows I'm joking. I say that to Miss Terry all the time.
Okay, Ernest. Look, let her
what'd
answer.
You say,
yes.
Okay.
All right. No, she said she teases you all the time. Yes. Yes.
I would change my eye color. I used to wear it when they first came out, the contacts, I always wanted my eyes to be a lighter brown, so
yes.
I used to wear contacts to make my eyes a lighter brown, because I think that's so pretty.
Yes.
But
yes.
Can't you do that? Can't you just go to the Maybelline store and buy some contacts and hook that
but
up?
The wish is, don't have to go
look,
to
look,
the contacts.
Ernest. I mean, Ernest.
My name is not Ernest.
Jay.
Same
yes.
person.
I just said that. I said I used to wear the contacts to make them lighter when I was younger.
Oh, so you want just natural.
Out. Yeah, I really did. I really think that light, not the green eyes, because that's, no. I'm talking about the light brown
light
eyes.
Brown, hazel,
so
yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think that's so pretty.
Okay, well, listen, today in the mail, matter of fact, we're about to say goodbye to the people on the J. King Network. Speaking
Bye.
Of which, today in the mail, Mr. Elias, guess what I received in the mail today?
What you got in the mail, J. Rowell? Some contacts?
Yeah, what does that have to do with what we're talking about? Go ahead.
I'll let you ladies.
I guess we're
hey, listen.
QOD because I don't know if everybody answered it, but
well, we don't have time, so be quiet.
What are you saying? Got the mail. Here we go, and it better be good.
I had a mail today too, but go ahead.
All right, boop your mics off. Hey, what's going on, Lysky?
Oh, shoot.
What's up, Big Daddy?
What's happening with you? What you getting in the mail today?
Bro,
yeah,
I got a CD. I got an autographed CD, and I received an autographed picture of one of my favorite groups of all time. I'll give you a guess who it was.
I know the Osmonds. Boom.
Oh, that's not even right. Oh, damn. That wasn't even funny, light skin. No, man. Listen, I got my package today, man. I appreciate it. And you tell that damn Laker girl next time she sends a photo to use two pieces of cardboard because it got bent. What's wrong with her crazy ass?
Well, you know she's a little tardy.
I know. But I got it. Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
Speaking of tardy, Dr. Princess ain't here, is she?
Yeah, she just showed up.
Oh, damn.
Bam. I went from one tardy to the next tardy. One tardy.
Well, man, listen, to QOD, the question of the day, light skin, let's hit you real quick because we have to say goodbye to your people here.
No. You don't have to say goodbye. No, I'm on because I'm running a rerun. Don't worry about me. You just asked the QOD. I'm on like a barbecue neck bone.
Oh, okay, but we have to say goodbye because I think we're still connected to
you.
Unless you already took care of that, yeah.
Oh, you can say goodbye to them. Yeah.
Oh,
you can
okay.
Say goodbye to him. I'm
okay,
clear.
Well,
you ain't got to say goodbye to me. I'm here.
Oh, okay. I got you. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and say goodbye to the people on the J. King Network. Listen, guys, it's been fun as always. We expect to see you back here next Wednesday. God bless you. Have a great work week. And, hey, stay out of trouble. We'll see you back here on the J. Ralph Show. All right. So now, the QOD light skin that we asked today was if you could change blank. And our first question on the table was if you could change your name, and we're not accepting, I like my name the way it is, you have to give us a name. If you could change your name, what would your name be?
Anything Rothschild or anything Rockefeller.
That was funny. All of him. So you want to be a Rockefeller. So would that be your first name or your last name?
My first name would be anything.
Anything.
My last name would be Rockefeller or Rothschild. And I'm going to tell you why.
Yes.
Over $300 billion strong.
What about Walmart or the Waltons? How about that
name? They low down on the list. Rockefeller, it's Rockefeller at the top of the heap. If I'm going to take a name like that, I want it to be at the top of the heap. Walton is in the 20s. Rockefeller and Rothschild is in the ones and the twos.
Okay. Oh, man, that's funny. 347-850-1272, J. Ryle Show, Wednesday edition. We're minutes away from the listening lounge. The question of the day, we're asking you if you could change something, what would it be? And now we're talking about your appearance. What would be, if you could change your appearance, what would you change about your appearance?
I don't know what you mean by that, stage my appearance.
But I just said, what if you could change something about
your... Break it down.
Okay,
how do
you break it
down?
If you could change something about your body, the way you look, whatever, what would you do?
I want I want a bubble in my butt. Like, I got a little butt, but I ain't got no bubble. I want a bubble in my butt. So that's it. Yo, imagine if Momo B, so I'm sure you saw all my pictures, and if I had my bubble butt, which I don't, but if I had it, just imagine what it would be.
Let me think about it.
Picture the bubble butt.
Okay, woo, I'm imagining.
You know what, keep it real, I got brothers, I got cousins, I got mad male figures, and I'm rolling with them, I'm picking up the girlfriends, and I'm like, no, she ain't gonna work. I'm like, what, she's cute? No, she ain't got no butt. I'm like, oh, dang, she got a butt to me? No, that's to you. I'm like, oh, gee. They want extra, and I ain't got extra. So I'm like,
okay.
And not only they hurt their feelings, they hurt my feelings too. So I'm like, okay.
All right.
So now,
she's saying
now,
she wants a bigger booty.
Yeah, I do. Not too much bigger. I don't like the whole big old fatness, because that fatness is like a waste of time. Man, like, why would you want to spread all that? Like, come on now.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay, all right.
Yeah,
so you want a bigger, booty.
I want a bigger,
a juicy booty. You want a Mickey Minaj booty? Okay, I got you, girl.
No.
A Rihanna booty.
A little bigger. No, Rihanna.
A J-Lo booty.
Maybe. No, J-Lo.
Well, J-Lo's lost weight. May want to reassess her.
No, I didn't check her out from back in the day. So,
okay.
I'm gonna go with a little bigger than what I got.
All right, we got you.
Okay,
All right, we got you. All right, so now, Vanessa, if you could change your appearance, a body part, what would you do? What would you change about yourself? I let Bobby change. Thank you, Vanessa, for responding. You just like
Dr. Bobby
Prince
on the phone. Put Bobby on the phone.
All right, light skin man, talk to me, dog.
Y'all hear what I said?
No, apparently we didn't.
Because y'all were too busy out talking to me. I said
no.
You didn't say nothing.
Oh my God.
It was quiet.
Maybe I was still on mute. I'm sorry. I said.
Apologize. Thank you.
My next month. I would like to have my eyebrows tattooed. I get tired of trying to make my eyebrows work. I'm getting my eyebrows done next month.
She said, I would like to have my eyebrows tattooed.
And they're
going to
be done next month.
You know, I did that.
I did
that.
Do it.
Yeah.
You know what? The truth of the matter is, Vanessa, that's cute and all, but don't no brothers care about your eyebrows. I'm just
saying. You know what? I got a male brother, and I've had him for 32 years, so at this point, I don't give a damn what he's thinking. I'm trying to think.
But I'm sure even the male brothers you got, he don't care about your eyebrows.
I don't care what he wants. It ain't about him. It is about you.
I know, Vanessa.
He's up at 3 o'clock in the morning making up his face.
I agree. All right.
So light skin man.
Jay, you gonna bring me some soup?
I'll bring you some soup, baby. Okay. Light skin.
As long as your eyebrows are right.
Oh God. Yeah. Light skin. Light skin man, talk to me, bro. If you could change something about your appearance, my brother, what would it be?
All these damn lines in my face, looking like a damn one of those dogs. What the dogs? Sharpay. I get this Sharpay up off me.
So, why don't you just go get Botox?
I don't want to because I want it to be for real. Look, listen, I'm a Sharpay, okay? That's like me saying, that's like a, you know, if these little dogs barking all hard like they're Rottweiler, but they're really a Chihuahua, you know, dude, you're a Chihuahua. I'm a Sharpay.
To get rid of all the wrinkles, huh? Okay, all right. Well, let's see. I think everyone's answered. So, Dr. Princess O.D., are you going to join us today, Dr. Princess O.D., because your mic's been on?
Oh, well, I didn't know that it was on. Well,
it says when it's
no.
Usually it's when it says unmute, that means that you can talk.
Well, not everyone's answered, Jay. You didn't tell us what you would change, Jay.
Well, Miss Elias, I know I'm going to tell it, Miss Elias. Dr. Princess O.D., would you like to give us your body part
answer
that you would like to change, baby?
A quick answer.
Wow.
So everybody else ain't being quick.
The whole time people were answering, I was sitting here thinking, okay, how's the face? So I'm good there, I think. I'm okay with me.
Can you put the microphone close to your mouth like, you know, like you was doing this weekend? Can you put your mouth, could it be closer to your mouth?
First, Dr. Princess,
I can't hear me.
No, first of all, Dr. Princess, I'd like you to stop doing all that thinking before you butt your head open.
Can you guys hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Okay, we hear you too good now. Yes, so go ahead. So what? Give me a body part, please. We run out of time.
I don't know, because you know what? I like my boobs. I love my waistline.
You don't have
to
worry
about
my tail.
Oh, my God. I love my legs.
What don't you, what
okay,
do you
hold
need,
on.
Princess?
You know what?
Hold on.
You know what? I do
want to
say something. Yes.
Dr. Princess, I think I know what body part I would like you to change, and that's that damn mouth. I'd like you to have a zipper on that mouth.
he said
a zipper on her mouth.
You know what? I am going to say this. My baby toe.
Oh my lord. Oh, I bet that's some nasty looking mess there.
It's not.
It probably looked like a smoked cigarette.
I wish my baby toe. I mean, I don't wish it because it's not like it bothers me. But if it was something that I could change, I would definitely just kind of do like a lightning on my baby toe.
Okay. All right.
That's what I would do.
Her baby toe.
Would do that. As a matter of fact,
she would do
I
what? What'd
you
say?
She said she was.
I would do like a leaping on my baby toe. Because you know, like when your toes are up. I don't know, just with my toe.
Okay, we're running out of time. Thank you. Okay. I told you quick. We had to be quick. Okay, thank you. Gotcha. All right.
What did she say, though? Can you just tell me what she said, though?
She said she wants to fix her baby toe.
What's wrong with her? Oh, my Lord
she got,
have mercy.
She's got SCD. Smoke cigarette. Smoke cigarette toe disease. Her toe look like a smoke cigarette.
Oh my God. Oh. Okay, thank you, Dr. Princess O.D. I think the one thing I would change about me is I would probably, I'm thinking I would miss Elliot.
Let me get off mute for this. Go ahead.
Oh, because you ready to throw some insults? No problem. I think what I would do is I would change the fact that I'm getting gray hair. I think I would change that.
Well, you can do that.
No, I can't do that. I'm not doing no Clairol. That's not going to happen. I'm not going to do that. Not going to happen. Not me. Not any time. And on that note,
I wish, I wish, I wish. to every city, every hood, and every block. Ghetto America.
All right, folks, it is time for I Wish, one of our favorite segments, and where we go around and ask everybody something that they would wish for. And I'll go first. Mr. Elias, man, you know what I wish, man.
What's that?
Man, I wish that I can lay between a big old tail right about now. That's my damn wish. That is my damn wish, my brother. What about you, my brother? What's your wish, Miss Elias?
I wish your ass would quit lying and tell the truth about gray hair. You know,
whatever.
You know,
okay.
Well, you want to lose some weight. Stop
whatever. Shut the hell up. Your wish ain't. Your wish is not a void. Your wish is not a void. Mama B, what you wish for, baby?
I wish y'all stop talking. I wish y'all would be real with oneself and realize that it is what it is. And at the end of the day, can't nobody call in and say what they want it to be. This is how we rolling. This is what it is.
Thank you, Mama B, for that wish, I think.
Whatever.
All right, Miss Terry, what you wish for, girl?
I wish I could up my number like Mr. Number 63. That's what I'm talking about. Up the number, boo-boo.
Oh, Vanessa, what you wish for, girlfriend?
I wish people would stop bringing 3 and 4 bags on the airplane. Then when I check one, they want to cuss me out. That's what I wish. Keep that shit at your house. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hey, watch your mouth. I wish you stop cussing. What the hell's wrong with you? Every time you wish about something about your damn job, you need to check yourself before you break yourself. Do you love your job or what? Whatever.
I don't wish anything for my house. It's all
okay.
Good.
All right, thank you very much. All right, Dr. Prince Odia, what do you wish for, baby?
Here we go.
I wish that
You can do what? Okay, Dr. Prince Odia, we run out of time. You got to make it quick, baby. Hurry up.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Your wish was great. We loved it. All right, now, light skin, man. What's your wish, man?
I wish that I was in control of that zipper that I had attached to Dr. Chris at the zipper.
Thank you, light skin. Thank you, light skin. Oh, man. All right, Dr. Prince, we're going to give you a reprieve. Hurry up. What you wish for?
I wish that all of my work was done and I could just like travel for pleasure once a month. I wish that was right now. I wish that time was right now, that I could just like go away once a month for a week and just pleasurably.
You let her talk
right
now?
Yeah,
I know,
like,
I don't
right
know the
right
boy back there. Thank you very much, Everest O'Dea. All right, Dr. Bridges O'Dea, thank you. That was a hell of a wish. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, my goodness. All right, folks, that was I Wish. All right, look, coming up next is the Listening Lounge, 347-850-1272. We'll be back. A couple of other things we want to lock up. We'll clean up shop after the Listening Lounge. Tonight, some nice music in the lounge, some people that you may not know. I know especially the second song. If you know who that person is, I'd give you a cookie. But I think that because of Shazam and all those other applications, y'all going to be able to figure it out. So it is what it is. All right, we'll be right back after this. Don't go nowhere, folks. J. Ryle Show, Wednesday edition, 347-850-1272. We'll be right back. Uh-oh, what happened? Oh, BTR, man. Jesus Christ. Sorry about that, folks. I hate BTR radio. Ugh, God. Anyway, while I figure this out, live radio is a hell of a thing. We're only minutes away from the lounge.
Darkness, I want to tell you something.
Yes, sir.
This is for you and Mr. Elias and anybody who think they've grown enough to hear this kind of music. If y'all get a chance, go to YouTube and put in AmFools. DAMNFULZ Oven, and go to iTunes and buy this album. Damn,
it's called what?
Damn Fools, one word. DAMNFULZ. The song is called Oven.
Yeah,
boy.
It's called Oven.
Yes.
It's got a nice beat to it. I like it.
It has a nice beat to it.
Yeah, man. It's to the mind of like the lyrics are something like what a blowfly would say, but the music is bumping. The music you are is listening bumping. To the
It's called A Damn Fool.
Damn mm-hmm. Fool. DamnFulz.
And who? Okay, and who's the name of the, what's the name of the group again? Is that the name of the group or is that the song? Yeah, I'm sorry. Make sure we get
that's
it right.
That's the name of the group. The song is called
okay.
Oven.
Oven. Okay. All right. We better check that out. Yeah, check that out.
You
right.
are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Our history isn't just something that lives in the past. We carry it with us every
God.
Day. In our minds. In our hearts. And even in our hands. This Black History Month, AT&T 28 Days is looking to inspire the next generation with the Making History Happen Challenge. Find out how you can get involved at att.com/28days. You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Look around you. One in four kids in the U.S. faces hunger. It's not always easy to see the signs, but in this land of plenty, there are kids that don't know where they will get their next meal. Join Share Our Strength in Food Network and take the pledge to end childhood hunger here in America by 2015. Learn how at nokidhungry.org. Their next meal could come from you.
The Making Network, where the people come together.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Hey yo, what up, it's Kel Spencer, the Brooklyn Spartan.
It's your boy Dennis Lucky Taylor.
We have the one and only Garage. And now, listen,
I'm here, I'm so happy to be with you, thank you very much. You guys are hungry, I want to cook for you.
Tony Woods would be in the house tonight.
Ain't no knock-knock, who there, you know.
Knock-knock, who there? I got a doorbell, man. What you ringing? What you knocking on the door for, sucker?
Yeah, when I'm in Houston, H-Town, Texas, you know what I'm saying? I'm listening to the Jerry H. Show. Man, them jokes will kill you.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Monica Blair, all the way from Detroit.
When I'm chilling at the crib, just doing what I do, I'm listening to the J. Ryle Show.
Please believe it.
What's up, everybody? This is Cy Smith, and when I'm in my hotel room all by myself and my batteries have gone dead.
Excuse me. Oh, no, he didn't.
What you talking about, baby?
I tune into Jay on the J. Ryle Show.
Rewind.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
This is something that I've been working on for a while, and I was hoping that a certain someone would be here tonight.
All right, here we go.
It's funny what you can do in front of a room full of people that you can't even see you do in front of one person. It is the color of light, the shape of sound high in the evergreens. It lies suspended in hills, a blue line in a red sky. I am looking at sound.
Welcome to the Listening Lounge. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the music.
All right, folks, welcome back in to Listener Lounge. Obviously, we are way past, and we're going to do a little overtime tonight. You know what, Mr. Elias? I mean, this thing has been acting up all day. I mean, you can see from the inside. Oh, this is ridiculous. Anyway, brother, so I think this is coming on time because I am not happy right now, bro. Oh, man, this is crazy. Wow.
Tell me about it. Right, yeah. Let's get into it, man. Let's not delay any longer.
All right, here we go.
time or another.
Where you meet with one to set your heart free. Oh.
You, but it's too late. Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up. Wrap it up.
Hold up, wait a minute, let us put some
All right, folks, it's time for us to wrap it up now. We're going to lose some of you guys, so we'll say bye to you now, the live audience. It's been real. We'll see you back here next Wednesday on the J. Ryle Show. God bless. Have a good weekend or a good week, and we'll see you on Saturday. All right, Mr. Elias, real quick, I wanted to ask you a question about something that that I had read the other day. And, you know, they say that men... men who masturbate, the chances of them getting prostate cancer is greatly reduced.
Well, I should never have prostate cancer, Jay. I never have prostate cancer.
Oh, damn.
I'm
oh, damn.
I'm never going to have it. Mm-mm.
Oh, how
do
you get back in
here?
yeah. So
yeah, you
so
won't have to worry about that.
No.
What do you mean? I'm not going to worry about that.
I'm just saying. I'm just in here talking to myself.
Mitch Perry, his wiener doesn't work anyway. He ain't got nothing to worry about, regardless.
Well, a lot of times, but a lot of times when a man doesn't have a sexual drive, he can masturbate.
What
really?
The hell are you talking about?
I don't think that's true.
I know a couple of people that do that. I'm just going by experiencing and listening to what these women are saying about their men. That's all. I know it's not you, Ernest, because you are number 63. So we know it's not you.
Well. So anyway, so that's out there. So they're saying if you masturbate a lot, then your chances of prostate cancer is greatly reduced. So,
I don't have it for that.
That doesn't
have to do with nothing. Am I live? Can I speak?
Sure,
we're less than a minute away.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you this. This is Momo B speaking, and my mother died from cancer. I have several uncles. My mother was the first one that I knew that died from cancer. I got three uncles that died on my father's side. So it's not like a mother father thing. It's my mother, which is on my mother's side, and three uncles on my father's side. So it don't got nothing to do with how much you whatever. It don't got nothing to do with that. It is what it is, and if it's you. So it don't got nothing to do with how much you masturbate and what you think it is.
My brother,
it'll catch you.
Yes.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up.
What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind.
We go a little something like this. Hit it.
Hey, Jay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
You know, me and Jackie, we spent the day before we had dinner. Now I got on the limousine, and I'm about to take her the right track, and she's about to make it rain on Hot Thunder.
Uh-oh.
Huh? Oh, shoot.
Wait a minute. That's breaking news. She going to be a sinner tonight. Breaking news. Rich Sister's going to be a sinner tonight. Yes, you are.
Wait a minute. You're not believing
it. In about an hour, you're going to be face-to-face with a ding-dong sandwich. Take our ass to the strip club.
Jesus just saved your life. Hallelujah.
Right. Ain't nothing wrong with that. If Rich Sister want to look at a ding-dong up close, she hasn't seen one in years. She may forget what it looked like. put it right there in her face so she can see it up closer. It may even weaken her ass with that one bad eye.
Rewind.
Well, folks, it has been an adventure, to say the least. We apologize for all the technical difficulties we had tonight. You know, the bottom line is that when you're dealing with live radio, you run into this, and especially if you're dealing with a raggedy forum like this forum that we're on, we got to get off this thing. This thing is so frustrating. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And on that note, it's time for our final thoughts, and Ms. Terry, you're first.
Bye.
All right, Vanessa, final thoughts.
I love it. The truth.
Vanessa, final thoughts.
Hello.
All righty, Momo B, final thoughts.
Okay, well, thank you. I'm gonna tell you this. I'm talking from a family of cancer victims. So what I want to tell you is, it's going to catch you when it catch you. That's the bottom line. Regardless of what Rich Sister thinks or anybody else thinks in the whole universe, when it comes to you, it comes to you. So sit back, relax, and get yourself checked more than once a year. And you're going to, whatever you get diagnosed with, live with it. And it is what it is. But don't let it kill you, because you got options in life. You got options. Even if cancer resurfaces in your life, there's options. Don't let it take control of your life. Don't do that, because that's stupid. It's not a death sentence per se. It's not. It can be if you let it, but it's not really a death sentence. Just get tested. Rock with it and do your alternative measures to live with it. A lot of people don't want to live with it because they feel like, oh my God, this and that. Chemo is not the death of you. Chemotherapy is not the death of you. It may do a lot to you, but it's not the death of you. So go through it, live with it. You may come through on the other side. Just let it know.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Light skin, man. Final thoughts, Big Daddy. I'm over here on my show doing my thing. All right, brother. Hey, glad you stopped by. And Mr. Elias, man, final thoughts.
Well, did we get everybody?
I guess. I don't know. Shoot.
I don't even know what just happened.
Wait, watch your mouth.
Right. I said, I don't even know what just happened, so I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay, look. My final thoughts are this, man. Thank you for coming out. God bless. And, hey, just to test your theory out, Jay, I'm going to keep going what I'm doing so I don't catch prostate cancer. Thank you for coming out. God bless.
Stupid.
Good night.
You are ignorant, boy. All right. So it's been a blast. You are so stupid, man. Stop. Why you act like that, man?
Hey, man, hold on. What's happening? The show ain't over, is it?
It's about to be over. Do you think it was your final thoughts?
Bro, you missing your spot.
What's your final
thoughts? Yeah, my final thoughts are this. If we can get that zipper on the lips of Dr. Princess Odelia, the world would be a better place to live.
He said, if we can get that zipper on the lips of Dr. Princess Odelia. Guys, you got to love it. Look, it has been real. We've enjoyed it. So for Momo B, for Rich Sister, not Rich Sister, Miss Terry. My boy, light skin, Mr. Elias.
Hey, Darkness, call me after the show.
I will.
Yeah,
all right.
Vanessa,
Momo B, and everybody else, guys.
Show.
God bless.
Miss Terry, call me after the show.
We'll see you guys later. Peace. Jesus.
I'm going to call me in the morning.
You shut your dumb ass up.